is brought to you by Fine Line Tire in Hancock and Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve you the guest. And Coach, I'm a little bit lost for words here tonight. Just seemingly deserves so much better than we got. And is there any way you can sum this up in words?
No, it's bittersweet for sure. I've said how much I enjoyed coaching this hockey team.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about perception right now. I'm not worried about, you know, outside noise. The guys in the locker room last night, we had some guys that gave an effort but weren't ready to step up. Tonight, they all did. Everybody pulled that rope in the same direction. They laid it all on the line. I mean, I can just imagine how many times up here you said, Driscoll with another save. I mean, I can just hear it in my head, how well we played. You take a minute away there. I don't know how long it took them to score those two goals. And, you know, we had three guys lined up on the first one, and I don't know how it gets through. He went through three big bodies. Second one is off a face-off and goes off of Collins' elbow and up and over top of the goal.
Okay.
Yeah, and up and over top of the goaltender. And, you know, I told the players how proud I am of the way that they played. I'm proud of everything they did this year in this COVID environment. I'm proud of them finding ways to get workouts in the summer, finding ways to be ready to play when we were shut down. I'm extremely appreciative of Dr. Sandregret and all that she did and all the administration and Joel Isaacson and everybody, you for what you did and what you went through to support us. And and this is, you know, I'd say it the other way. People know me well enough to say it. This team was a good hockey team. They're a good hockey team that does not yet. We never could figure out how to win when we needed to win. And what I just shared with them is my first year here, we had an outstanding team, 29 wins, number one in the country for a while, blah, blah. Tanner Carroll, go right down the list. Matty Roy, great defense, Shane Hanna. And never won a damn thing with that group. Never won a chance. Lost the first game at the GLI. Didn't win the league. Didn't win the playoffs. Lost everything. Never won anything. Never won a trophy. And it wasn't their time. Weren't ready to win. The next year, it started with a win at, and this is what I shared with the team. It started, we went down to Phoenix and beat, I think, Connecticut and Yale, UConn and Yale, and won that tournament. And that was, okay, you can see it. We played big. We got a shutout, I think, or a 1-0 shutout or something in the championship game in a shootout or something of that nature. We finally won and beat ranked teams, two ranked teams. We ended up going on and winning the league title that year, the McGinnis. I'm sorry, the McNaughton. Mm-hmm. But am I dragging on here for
no,
you?
No, go take your time.
We win the McNaughton, but we don't win the playoffs. The next 2 years, we win the playoffs. And from that point, the next year we won the playoffs, and then we started a rebuild. You know, Mel left. We started a rebuild, and then we did win a championship. But anyways, this is a good hockey team that with a little bit more swagger, with a little bit more top end in a couple of areas, is a championship caliber team. They do everything right. They do everything right. We finished third and maybe second now in the country in penalty kill. Our power play is up in the top 10. We ended up, I believe, being 14th or 16th in goals for, and that's when we can only score one goal against these good teams. I mean, it's crazy. You know, our team defense is fifth in the country. Special teams were a net, you know, everything was good. We just couldn't win. And I couldn't ask more of these guys. Certainly disappointed last night. Certainly disappointed that some guys individually weren't ready to take that moment. They took the moment tonight. Like, they gave everything they had. You know, right at the very end, it's 2-1, and Driscoll makes a great save on it, and a glove save down there.
And Gainey's shot you're talking about, probably, hey?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, it was Gainey's shot. I mean, there's not much more I can say. I love this team. I love the players. I'm thankful of administration. I'm thankful for you, thankful for everything that everybody put in, and I can't wait to get our people back in the building and see this hockey team. Hopefully we make it through this new legislation that allows players to be recruited off of different college teams. I'm sure there's people looking at our team and saying, hey, listen, you're too good to be, you know, to be, you should come play for us. I'm sure agents will say that, hey, we can find you, get you, you know, someplace where you'll be with this guy or that guy. We'll see how much the Keweenaw meant to some of these guys, but yeah. I mean, that is what it is. We'll see when the time comes, but this is bittersweet. It's a little heart wrenching because there's a pit. There's a pit because we're a good hockey team.
Well, and going back to the game itself, Coach, you know, I in my mind thinking we're getting all these chances. We're up 1-0. We're still getting all these great chances, and we're not. You know, he's making the save after save and just bouncing on wide of the net. I'm thinking, I hope this doesn't come back to bite us because we're playing so well, and here we are just up one goal.
Well, right before they scored, Brian had an open net down here, Brian Hallinan, and just pulled the trigger wide on it, and, you know, that makes it 2-0. You know, we can look back on a ton of things. This is what it's been all year long. People probably, I don't know that. I think they know me well enough to know that I shoot pretty straight. And, I mean, we threw 25 scoring chances at them last night to 13. You know, I don't know what they are tonight. I think that they had a good run there in the last 4 minutes of the second.
Right.
And I'd say the third was pretty easy or pretty even. I think the first was pretty lopsided in our favor. They had three scoring chances in the first, I know that, or two scoring chances in the first. And then we held them at bay pretty well until about 5 minutes left in the second. What really turned it for me was that too many men on the ice penalty. I think that changed the momentum. We had it going. Then we're on the kill, and that gave them some life. They didn't score on it. I think it was a bit of a weak call. I think we were on the ice early, but we didn't touch the puck. I think we were within 10 feet of the bench. Linesman called it, and I think that changed momentum, but... You know, that's kind of the telltale of the year. You know, it's kind of a telltale that you know, we could have 10 more wins, 8 more wins. I mean, look at the games. Look at the cotton picking games. I mean, we won one game that we shouldn't have probably against Mankato, where Blake Piedla was absolutely phenomenal. And we lost, I don't know, go pick them. One against Lake State at home, two against Bemidji at home, you know what I mean? Take one game here or two games here. I just keep adding them up. The second game at Bowling Green, like, you know, we played well last weekend at Mankato. So we have to learn. We have to finish. We have to digest. We have to all get better. We have to do some things a little bit better. We have to adjust some personnel a little bit. Hopefully we have the ingredients back. We have the core back that feels there's some unfinished business. And hopefully they appreciate all that went in. I know the veterans do, but hopefully some of the younger guys appreciate all that went in by the university to give them a chance to play hockey this year when so many teams didn't allow that. I mean, Suzanne was unbelievable, over the top in her support and what do you need, and this is what we can give you, and what else do you need, and within what we're allowed, you know what I mean, in these environments. And I mean, it was, and I don't think that. I hope the people, I mean, I know they're disappointed, but I think if they watched it, they understand what I'm saying, and they understand that this was the tightest team of the four that I coached, of the four that I've had here. This is the best. No other team dominated teams like this. Mm-hmm. I've said it before, I never have seen a continual trend like this where we can make the plays all the way to the net. Mm-hmm. And can't get it by. And congratulations to Bemidji and all the other teams that advanced. And it's time for us to get back to work.
All right, Coach. Well, I'm sure you'll have some very interesting postseason interviews, right, with the players, and mm-hmm. especially some of the seniors, and whether or not there's a – we won't get into now.
Right.
But we can certainly talk about it on your show and stuff like that. But we appreciate everything you do, Coach, and all of you head coaches in the league throughout this pandemic, working with each other to make these games happen. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
And the administrations.
Yeah.
You know, the administrations. And you're right about that. We called – you know, I called Grant Patolny on a moment's notice when we both had cancellations, and we played.
Yeah.
You know, we played a weekend series, and we helped everybody out that we could help out. And other teams did the same thing. You know, Fair State did the same thing. And we worked out what to do in regards with them. So, got to know a lot of coaches better through Zoom. Didn't know what Zoom was a year ago at this time.
A lot of people didn't.
Never heard of it. Didn't know if I could figure it out and do it. My wife was vital in that. So I thank everybody. I don't want people to feel too dejected. If our roster stays to what it is and we get some good key additions, then Crespi was good at center, Nate.
Thought he was really good.
Crespi, he had ice. He had room to move. I think that was a good little adjustment on our part. It strengthened that middle ice position. Gainey was really good tonight.
He was really good tonight, too.
At center. So, the areas that we needed to address, I think we talked about that in the pregame. Guys really stepped up and went above and beyond, and I can't ask more of that.
Coach, thanks for your time all season long.
Thanks, buddy.
Tough one here tonight. Pit in my stomach as well as yours, but we'll talk to you on Monday.
You live it like we do. Love you, man.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. That is Head Coach Joe Schoen, brought to you by Fine Line Tire in Hancock, Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton.